Here's a little bit about a little bit about practical, what to think about, what the Avodah of Elul is, but also in the context of the Parashas HaShavua, last week, this week. You know, nothing in Yiddishkeit is random, but time is time is a bria. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam created a musaf of time. That's why by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, before the bria, there's no today, tomorrow, yesterday. You can't even be masik that. That's part of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. You can't be masik. There's a bria of time, and since time is a bria, so just like any other bria has its attributes, so time also has its attributes, right? So what we say you'll find in any art scroll overview that the Jewish calendar is not, it's a cycle, it's not a line going away from a certain day. That's true, but that's a superficial way of saying it. The oimik, or more of, maybe it's not the oimik, more of an oimik, to understand what that means, is that time is a bria. This time, this particular kufa, slice of this time period, is a time, its tchunas are, the tchunas of Chodesh Elul are tchunas where, that lend itself towards tshuva. The tchunas of Sivan is Matan Torah, whether it's the Yom Tovim or other things, the time itself has its attributes, it's a bria and its attributes. So if you find that Elul always comes out, that there's certain parshas that are always in the range, let's say between Shabbos Mevorchim Elul and Elul and Vayter. That means, but that it's not stop. It's not random. It's a taich. That means that these parshas, if you approach them Elul dik, that there are limudim that you can take out of them that are very negeya for the avoda, the chilchus deis and chayvus alvavus of what Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Aser, Simin, Tshuva are all about. Let's not just go through a couple of them from last week's parasha, from this week's parasha. Just understand one basic idea. Last week's parasha could have read, which it doesn't, if you remember Sandra. Right, last week's parasha could have read, Re'ei Anoichi Noisen Lifneichem Brocha, right, Asher Tasu, if you'll do that. Uklala, if you don't do that, right? I'm giving you a bracha if you do, right? And this is a no-no, this is a klala. Don't do this, don't do that. That's what the Kudah said, but doesn't say it. The Torah doesn't spell it out like that. The Torah doesn't say it. The Torah says, Hine, Noisim Lefnechem, bracha uklala. I'm giving you a bracha uklala. Stop. Now, as a bracha, the bracha is this, and the klala is that. Right? Agav, just Mamish Derech Agav, in that. It said there's a difference in the bracha and the klala, the nusach. The bracha says es habracha asher tishmu, right? And the klala is ve'im lo tishmu. The difference asher and im. So Rashi says an asher almanas. Now what's the difference between almanas and im? If you ever learned the sukkis of tonight, so if not, I'll tell you. Almanas is ka'imer me'achshav domi. If I make it tonight and I say I'm giving you this or doing something contingent upon the fact almanas that will happen, so without going into the deeper lumdus of it, be'etzem it's chal now, right? As long as there will be eventually a kiyum atnai, if you're mevatel atnai, that will then retroactively break it. But the default of it is that it's done. Right? But that's what Rashi's saying when it says es habrocha asher tishmu, right? The asher of asher tishmu and talmanas, Rashi says. That's the difference between the bracha and the klala. The default, klal Yisrael, the Eibishter created, the Eibishter is kulei tov. The bria that the Rebbeinu Lishon made is kulei tov. It's meant to be mative, to do what's good for a person. Right? The default of the bria is the bracha. In other words, if you stay and don't mess up, right, the way you're built to do, what you're built to do is, you're on the road where the bracha is the default. So as habracha asher tishmu, almanas, as long as you don't mess up, you're in the default matzah of a bracha, which is all good. Baklala, im, if a tanai of im is only when you do, then that will happen. If you will not abide by it, then at that point you will not be mekayim the tanai. That will switch you to a matzav of klala, but the default is a matzav of bracha. It's done. Just to know that your default, our the kayach that we have at default is that we're in a matzav of bracha to Rabbeinu Shem. But before that, it says, hinei nechi re'ya nechi nechi lachem, esa bracha klala, and then as a bracha, and then what the bracha is. So it's seemingly extra. It's teaching us something. So the Chiddush Arim says, you said over here, which really is a Pesach, just to everything. He says like this, I'll quote his lashon, and then we'll touch it up just to make sure we understand it. What it, he says, that it says, that's a separate baton. I'm giving you a bracha uklala, A. Now he's going to define what the bracha is. What's this? It also should have said, derchagav, hinenei noisim lochem, what's lifneichem, I'm putting in front of you. I'm giving you a bracha, what's I'm putting in front of you. He says, the first thing is, I'm serving up something to you, I'm giving this to you. So, tichtu sharin, what are you giving to me? The aleph base for a person to achieve anything, to be anything, to understand anything, is to know the mitzvahs. Is to have the seichel to understand good from bad. I'm giving in front of you, I'm putting it down clear as day. This, you will see, this is bracha, meaning if you are created, you are here to do the Ratzon Hashem, you are created by means of doing the Ratzon Hashem to be zeichet the teva, that's what you're here for. That's good. And I'm giving you the klala, the klala. If you veer from that, a kol shehu, that's already, you're in klala territory, you're not in bracha territory. So the first part is not telling you just what's going to happen. I'm giving you in front of you the seichel, the koyach, to understand clear as day the difference between the two. Once you understand the difference between the two, now the best way to get someone to do what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants is if you give someone the kayak to understand that the whole world is Ratzon Hashem, and all and anything, whether we see it or not, you know, the world is called Olam. Olam is the Lashon of Nela, hidden, right? Because the fact that it's a Yad Hashem is hidden in the world, but the world is here, it's all Ratzon Hashem. So if it's all Ratzon Hashem, and that's what I'm here for, so that there's no way in your mind to justify deviating from the Ratzon Hashem. This is the Ratzon Hashem. I'm giving you the capacity to understand clearly what the difference is between bracha and klala. The lashon of Chiddush Arim is shenoisen ze sheyuchal ha'odom lahakir ulahavin shehabracha hi asher. That this is the, one could have thought, I'm giving you a bracha. Oh yeah, good, I'm giving you a bracha. So what does that mean? Okay, eat, drink, and be merry. If you eat, drink, and be merry, that's a bracha. It's gishmak. That's why it's all fine and good. I'm giving you the seichel to understand this is the bracha. The bracha is, if you're doing the Ratzon Hashem, that's your way to have the bracha. And that's the only way, because that's all there is. And he touches it beautifully into Birchas HaShachar. There's a machlekes pshat, the first bracha that you make, Asher Nosu Masech Vivina Lahavchil Ben Yom Ben Laila. So it's not saying, whatever. He touches it up. It's a type of seichel of a person. To understand clearly, Yoyim in Chazal, in Sfarim, Yoyim always connotes good, connotes Toiv, Oyer. Look at the Oyer, which is Toiv, it's Torah Oyer, right? So it connotes Oyer of Torah. And Lila is the opposite, right? And Lila is the opposite. So now they said, the Torah gave the mensch, Koyach HaSeichel, to perceive, Lahavdim Be Oyer Ube Lila, to understand clearly what's good is good, nothing ambiguous. What's good is clearly good, and that's it, and what's bad is not that. Once you made that bracha, all the brachas you make afterwards, Shalai Yosani Goy, Shalai Yosani Yovah, Shalai Yosani Isha, everything's a frame of reference. If your world is eat, drink, and be merry, right? So, Shalai Yosani Goy, yeah, Yosani Goy, not Yosani Goy, I could eat, drink, and be more merry if I wasn't good, right? All of the brachas, the only perception that you can have in the Bria to give any of the brachas that you make after the first one any meaning whatsoever, any significance whatsoever, is if you start off with Hanesil Lasech Vivina, Lahavchin Ben Yaimu Ben Lala. You have the seichel to understand. Oyer is Torah. That's good. Anything that's not that is not. Now, what does that mean? The whole world is Ratzon Hashem. That's what it means, right? If the whole world is Ratzon Hashem, and you understand now what the Rosh Hashem wants you to follow the Ratzon Hashem, now he gave us the koyach. Ratzon Hakadosh Baruch Hu lezakas es Yisrael here Torah mitzvah shalayas ani boy, right? Aisha Evet Potter from its Sesei Shazman Grama shalayas ani Evet shalayas ani Aisha. All of these things. Pekeach Ivrim to see the Emes. All of these brachas are only brachas which mean anything and are not lip service if you don't first understand and state the first bracha, which is Anais Alasech Vivin Alaf to Binyamu Melah. That's all what he says. That's all what he says. He staklusha ba'odom shemevin b'daitoi. This idea that everything is Ratzon Hashem, zuha istaklus nikrasech. Shachadish Baruchus Kova be Israel, Shiya Kavua etzle Kolkach, the Iker Hadas Sheboy, Havchona be Toiv Lera, Umevarchim al Zemi Koiden. That's the first bracha. Ki al Yedei Havchona Zu, Makir Adam, then you can be Makir all the Toivus to the Rabbi Nishalelim that you're being Makir in the subsequent brachas. Chazal say it's a Gemara. Matzi Shabbos, we say Havdol and Shemon Ezra. Where do we say Shemon Ezra? We say Shemon Ezra in the bracha of Chayin Adas, right? Because I'll say why. It's very, very interesting. Im ein das havdolah minayim. What does that mean? The person has to have seichel. If you don't have the brains, I don't mean physical brains, not IQ. If you don't have the seichel, that means if you have thinking, if you don't deviate, you have to deviate from Western civilization and do something that people today are very not accustomed to do. It's called think. Right? If das means to think and understand and perceive the difference. To make Havdalah, what do you say? There's a Musak of Kedush, there's a Kedusha of Shabbos. The Kedusha of Shabbos, what does that mean, the Kedusha of Shabbos? It just means you have an extra portion of chomp and you sleep another few hours. What does it mean, Shabbos? Right? You have to understand what Shabbos is. And then you have to understand what Chol is, right? Then you have to understand, if you understand the difference between the two, if there's das, if you have the seichel and you internalize it, the das, to be maftal between the two, so then you have the haftola, you can be maftal. Right? Getting more towards inyan and yoyma, elul, towards tshuva, the idea of tshuva, right? Simplest way to put it is the way Shari Tshuva basically puts it is, you can only solve a problem if you know there's a problem. If you don't know there's a problem, you're never going to solve it. Person who doesn't think will never be able to do tshuva because he don't know there's a problem. Right? The only way to do tshuva, the only way to start with, is if you have the das to know what we said, es habrocha, what the identity, what the metzias of that brocha is, that the whole world is Ratzon Hashem and we are here to do Ratzon Hashem. If you understand that, if you perceive that, then you understand the difference. Then. You can do tshuva. So if that's the purpose and that's what I'm here for, so that gives me the yardstick. That's what I'm supposed to be, right? Now take a good look at yourself again. Think, where am I vis-a-vis relative to where I'm supposed to be? That's what tshuva is. But if you don't have the starting point of what am I, who, what's the world, who am I, what am I here for, if you don't think you're never going to have that. Right? If you don't have that, there's no starting point. It doesn't start from anywhere. It's just all zeros. It's just Raharaya Lakach. So Chazal talk about the bracha of Havdalah being in Chayin and Das. What's the bracha after Chayin and Das? Shiveinu Avinu Serasa. Tshuva. Neslachon the next bracha. The whole tshuva is only tshayach after Chayin and after Chayin and Das. After a person has Das, he can make the havdola of what he's supposed to be, what he's here for, and l'davoneinu, where are we relative to that? Then you can start. And then you can start this tshuva process. That's the idea that from this that comes from this chedusha arim, that you have to know what the Eibishter gave us, that das, the kayach of das, to understand what we're here for. And that's the bracha. And that's the bracha. And that's tshuva. And that's also the shayrish of where tshuva can come. That's based on this yisod of the Chiddush Ari. Now, the Balaturim brings a Ramazan for the Father. He brings we'll get to that. This week's parsha. Shkeftim v'shaitrim titim l'cha hoshara. Here also there's an extra word. This is all the Kabbalah you talk about. What's l'cha? You don't put him in you, right? Put the shaitrim l'cha sharecha, every shahr, l'cha shahr v'shahr, every shahr, every city has to have shaitrim, whatever Rashi brings, all the people need shaitrim. But shaitrim v'shaitrim titim l'cha, what's the l'cha? So they all say, and I mean, when I say all, I mean Chido B'Shem Reb Chaim Vital, or whether it means a Shalom, or a long list of others. They all say that aside from the Pashat Pshat that it's talking about, Shoftim V'Shoftim Titim L'cha, that there should be a Musag, what we would call in English a judicial system, right, for that. There's also a person has to make for himself. Each person is a world in of himself. Each person has to make for himself shayftim v'shaytrim. So the Chaim Vital, they all say, what's shal sha'arecha? A person has sha'arim, open to the world, eyes, ears, nose. Right? So all of these things, you have to have shaytrim to make sure that they don't veer from what they're supposed to do. Einayim is only to see things that you're supposed to see. Hear things that you're supposed to hear. Smell things that Everything to use it for. Okay, that's cool. But the Alter from Kelim says, "Amor the Ketaych in what's the idea of bechlal of the lecho of having it?" He says like this. He says, "For regular averus, there are certain averus that for which an external judicial system will be enough. Somebody sees somebody being mechal Shabbos, right? So you'll have Edom and Hasra, whatever you have to have to be Mechayev, so you'll be Chayev skill. Whatever person you have, you'll be real for them. The Averus that are totally on the Pnimius of a person. So the Shaitrim can prevent you from doing not only punishment, the Shaitrim and Shaitrim can prevent you, serve as a preventive measure to prevent you from doing Chatoyim Begolim, right? But Chatoyim that are in the Pnimius, Shaitim won't help you for that because they don't know. So that means you're prone always to these. It won't help to protect you, to prevent you from doing things that can. The only thing that can protect that to that end, the Torah says, Shaitim v'shaitim titel l'cho l'cho sharecha. You have to have what's the titel l'cho l'cho sharecha. So the Alter from Kelm goes with this Malach, he says he defines it as Musar, but then he defines, what does he mean? That a person should be totally cognizant of who he is, of Yiras Hashem, that everything is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and I can do nothing. I have to be in fear of the Rabbeinu of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, not only the Einish, that I can do nothing other than do what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam says. That's the Shaita, that's the preventive measure, which can prevent you from doing an Avera, be it the Goli, be it the Seisim. That's Titel L'cho B'chol Sha'arecha. In other words, this Hakara of the Chiddush Arim, of Es Abrochel, I gave you to understand what the world is, who you're here for, what you're supposed to do. That's your life. That's your safeguard. Never lose sight of that. Realize that difference, and that's your safeguard, not to fall prey to the Yetzer Haras, to the temptations of you. Any door, certainly this way. That's this idea of Titin Lecho B'chol Sharecha. It's bad in the same meaning. Before you want to do tshuva, before you want to do anything for us in El, plus I'd say we say in this is the Balaturim is not relevant. We say in like we started saying the Davna Shemayr, right? Right? Lule, Chamarim said, Balaturim brings already. Balaturim brings Lule is the Isis of El. It's backwards, but it's the Isis of El. It's the Lule is the Isis of El. It's a Balaturim. It's not some Siddish Rebbe, it's a Balaturim. Right? It's the Isis of El. He zokt, I forget where I saw said it, whoever said it is right. Why do we say the whole El with David Hashem, right? So, okay, so if you know the Chazals, it's good to go through that capital and tell them, since you could be saying it for 5 weeks or 6 weeks, to know what you're saying. But Ha'ayri and Yishi, Ayri Zu Rosh Hashanah, Yishi Zu Yom Kippur. So say it on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Why do we say it all El? He says, because El, it's also, the side of El is also, but what does it say? Lulei Hemamti, what do I need? The Sheirish of my having the Kesher and being confident in surviving a din is Lulei Hemamti, the Rois Metuv Hashem. Metuv, too. Doesn't mean just good. Tuv means more than that. I'll give you an example. Everything has to have rights. Don't say anything without rights. There's in the Bria Sahil of the Parashas Bereishis, the Targum says, every possible because they are key Tav. So, not surprisingly, the Targum, what's the Targum of Tav? Tav. Good. Okay. Makes sense, right? Vayaras Hashem is Kol Asher also at the end of the Bria. Vehine Tav Ma'od. So it should be Tav. And Ma'od, the Targum's Lashon of Ma'od is Lachad, whatever. So be Tav Lachad. Pitom, all of a sudden, the Targum doesn't say that. Vehine Takin Lachad. Takin Lachad. Takin means harmonious. It's Sholem and it works harmoniously together. It's all a complete everything. It's Kolel everything. The whole thing together is one unit. You find it another place. The Targum, same thing. When it talks about getting married, so Toiv should have been Taf, right? Toiv is not Taf. It says Loi Takin. What does it mean? Don't say it's not good not to be married. Don't say it's not good. It's not Sholem. It's not Takin. It's not Sholem. It's not whole, right? So the Bria as a whole, the Toiv there means Shleimus. When we say in this pasuk Lulei Hemamti Lirois B'Tuv Hashem. Tuf Hashem doesn't just mean a bumper sticker, God is good. Tuf Hashem means Shleimus. That taket, it means Tuf in the sense of it's whole. It contains everything. The Rebbeinu Shalom contains everything. When he's saying, how do I have this tik for Kaveil Hashem, Kazak V'yam, Zlibechem, Kaveil Hashem? If only because Lulei Hemamti, Lirois B'Tuf Hashem, because I'm strong in my emunah of the wholeness of the Rebbeinu Shalom, of the Yichud, if you wish, of the Rebbeinu Shalom, that's all encompassing. If that is whole, and you live with that emunah, you live with that bracha, you live with that bracha, you have that shaiter inside of you, that shaiter that prevents you from doing anything, then you're on the right path. Then, Kavod Hashem Chazak. That's the avodah. What's the Balaturim saying that I see is a Lulei are Elul, that's the Avodah of Elul. The Avodah of Elul is, like we said, know who you are to the Tshuva. Be mischazik, put yourself on the right, more than that even, put yourself on the right track to know what you're here for. Think. What are you here for? If you think and you realize what you're here for, then there's the Kaveh El Hashem, Chazak V'yamitzim, Kaveh El Hashem. That's the Lulei Hamamti, that's tak, all of this, that's the Avodah of Elul. One last Nakuda. Last week's parasha, it talks about the Rebbeinu Shalom allows them to shecht chulin. If they want to eat bosa, they can shecht chulin. But it says, but the korbanos you have to bring to the mikdash, to the mishka. The poor pasuk says, "Gimel amokam asher yivchar Hashem alikeichem b'chol shifteichem losum eshmoi shom l'shichnoi sidrishu uvosa shom l'shichnoi sidrishu uvosa shom." Don't just say uvosa shom; it says l'shichnoi sidrishu. Sidrishu means, like in Bezdin comes Vidorashta V'chokarta Heitev, right? In Aveda, when it talks about finding an Aveda, you find in the Torah Adroish Achicha Oisa. Which means that you lost something, you're very upset about it, you put yourself out, you invest your kindness into looking for the thing that you lost, right? That's what a person does. That's what Vidorashta means. So what it says over here, okay, Chazal Darshan is talking about Mishkan Shila, but people, I mean, there is talking about a real Mishkan, a real Amakam of Kedusha, but it's not enough to come, right? You have to bring it. It's not enough to come. L'shichna sidrishu. It should be important to you to value the shechina, right? And it should be important. Invest the effort, and because you value properly, it should come out of a chshivas that you're machshiv the shechina. I want to be miskarav to the shechina. Now, here it's specifically talking about a mishkan, right? So wherever the makar is chazal or otherwise, b'seicham, it means v'chareh, making a mishkan, it should be in Kol Yisrael, b'seicham, it's b'seichay. The chazal darshan or the kabbalah darshan, whatever it is, wherever the makar is, b'seich kol echad v'echad, every person has v'lvavi mishkan evne. What do you call it? Everybody has is a mikdash. Everybody has a neshama that comes from Chotzer Tachas Kisei HaKavod, it's Kaddish, and the rest of the person is the surroundings of that, and the Mishkan, the Mikdash, but the neshama is meant to be Mashpia on the person. That's what we're here for, that's what we're built. But in order to have any appreciation for that and to achieve that, it's got to be important to you. It has to be L'shich Nei Sidrusha. You find it, L'shich Nei Sidrusha. And the Koyach of Drisha is an amazing Koyach. Because Chazal in later say in Perek Dalek Pasuk Chof Tes in Baruch will be Kal Yisrael, you'll do the Kal Yisrael will veer from the Rosh Hashem and there'll be Golos v'chule v'chule v'chule. Zok the Torah will be Kashter Mishom Es Hashem Elikecha U'Matzasa. Even from the depths of Golos, you can have the Koyach to find the Rabbeinu Shalom. How? Kisidreshenu v'cholubavcha v'cholnafshach. If it's important to you, if you feel the loss of it, and you're on, and you know what you're supposed to be, what you are, at the distance you, that you veered from where you're supposed to, bothers you enough that you're going to, that you're yearning for that, that will put you on the derech. Yikashta mishom, from the depths of wherever you are, es Hashem alikech b'botzasa. When? The time. He said, Rishenu, b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. What's b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha? The full everything. There's nothing in me that doesn't realize that everything is the Rabbeinu Shalom. Because I create for myself a matzav where there's no makar for myself to fear from that. Akiyuzem. That's a mikash to Rishon. That's be'etzim the, you could be zoicha to that. If, Kisidrishenu, b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. That's the avodah vel. Avodah vel is know what a person's here for. Realize that you have the capacity to know that. Internalize the fact. Think, first of all. First thing is think. Right? Yimei das chayav dolam minayin. Understand the difference between good and bad. Kaddish v'torah, bracha, klola, chayim, and mavis. If you understand that, and you understand that's what's supposed to be, and then you take a good look, where are you? You make a cheshbon. What can you do? And it doesn't take big steps, it's little steps, but put yourself on that mahalach. Once you're on that mahalach, that you realize everything, and it's sidrishenu b'chol levavcha, if the sidrishenu is with every fiber of your being, you want to change, and you want to grow, and you want to be miskarev to the Rebbe, agav, this is all good ideas for being matzliach yeshiva also. But right now we're focusing on Elul. If you want to try, put yourself on that mahalach of where it can be kaver l'Hashem, chazak v'yam etzlibecha v'kaver, that you'll have it. Kisid reshenu, chol levavcha, chol nafshecha. You want to find that kedusha within yourself, where it is, so it has to be l'shich noisid reshu. Be dairish. Look for that shechina, that kedushas and neshama that you have, that every person has in himself, and build your life around that.